you will stop working right now. Bosses very seldom say that, do they? We think we'd like it if they did, but many Christians resent it if God makes such a demand on their busy lives. How do we feel about the Sabbath being a divine command? Welcome to the Voice of Prophecy. This is Lonnie Melashenko. Join us today as we search for ways to make this a better world and prepare for the world to come.
Hello, everyone. This is Kenneth Richards. We have a very interesting series going on this week as Lonnie describes for us the commandment we all break. And all week long, we're mailing out gift copies of a new book entitled A Pause for Peace to every listener who sends in a request for it. More details on that in just a few minutes. But right now, let's rejoin Lonnie for his Wednesday message. Get out of the pool now.
Say, have you ever trained for an athletic event? I mean a big event where there was just a whole lot riding on the outcome. Other than my sports recreation of racquetball and biking and skiing, I suppose about the only game I really play at is golf, and the world stands back in amazement if I break 90. But there's not much training I can do for golf, and I wouldn't have the time even if it were a serious endeavor. But think with me, friend, about people who train for a marathon or for running the 1,500-meter race in the upcoming Olympic Games in Atlanta, or for those swimming events and diving competitions. You know, there are two kinds of athletes. There are those where the coach has to push them all the way. Come on now, 20 more laps, 15 more repetitions with the weights, another hour on the track, and then after lunch, they're after you again, 5 more miles, come on, 2 more hours, more weights, more pushing, more blood, more sweat and tears. Like I say, there are those who have to be coaxed all the way to the finish line. But then there are those athletes who have such intense desire in them that even without a coach, they push too hard. Before their instructor wakes up in the morning, they're already out there on the track putting in extra miles. They stay in the pool so long after everyone else quits for the night that their skin prunes up and they lose all their TV endorsements. In fact, they're so driven that they frankly work too hard. They train too much and they crash and burn. They fail in the big game because they abused their own bodies and souls. That's where a coach has to come along and say, instead, Joe, get out of the pool. Take a break. But coach, I've got to keep going. I want to win. No, you're done for today. Any more swimming would hurt instead of help. Now, out of the pool. But coach, no, I'm ordering you to quit right now. And you know something? Sometimes it's that coach and that athlete who end up winning. But the coach has to be strong enough to tell the Olympic swimmer, you're going to stop training now and rest. Resting is part of your regimen, and I'm ordering you to do it starting right now. Now, all this week, friend, we've been talking about the most ignored commandment listed in Exodus chapter 20. From verses 8 to 11, we find the God of heaven commanding his children to keep the Sabbath holy, to stop training, to stop working, to stop endeavoring, and to rest. Every seventh day, followers of Jesus Christ are to stop for a full 24 hours and rest in him. Get out of the swimming pool of life to get off the track. And friend, we're supposed to cease from our endless training and our working and enter into a full and complete day of rest. Friend, do you see why many good Christians of virtually every denomination call this the ignored commandment, the bargain basement sin? Because we're not obeying this Sabbath commandment. It's just plain not happening. For more than 120 years, in my own Adventist denomination, we've been saying to one another and to anyone who would listen, hey, this is important. This is vital. And I'm excited and humbly encouraged that many fellow believers in other Christian communities are saying the same thing now. The loss of the concept of the Sabbath is absolutely scarring the soul of society here in the jet-paced, facts-driven year of 1996. All of us are so driven to work, to succeed, to compete, that the missing Sabbath is a more fatal flaw than ever before in human history. In the wonderful book that we're mailing out free of charge to all of our listeners, A Pause for Peace, author Clifford Goldstein writes with real passion about our very driven natures. And he knows what he's writing about, because Clifford himself is a type A kind of professional, a hard-working writer who would sit at his laptop 22 hours a day if lightning didn't strike him. He's the editor of Liberty Magazine, an award-winning journal that promotes religious freedom. He's written many books and travels extensively to speaking appointments around the world. But you know something? When the sun dips below the horizon on Friday evening, Goldstein, being a Seventh-day Adventist Christian, shuts off his computer. He puts away his travel schedule. He tucks into a closet all the manuscript submissions for Liberty Magazine. And he spends his Sabbath, that full 24-hour period, resting. He plays with his little boy in the park. He relaxes with his family in front of the fireplace. They attend church together. He and his wife enjoy intimate moments. In fact, they're luxurious hours spent together in close communion. All the while, those deadlines are still there. Under the surface, he knows that his latest book manuscript is due at the printers in 2 weeks. The next issue of Liberty still needs a lot of work. He's leaving for Florida on Tuesday and still doesn't have those 3 sermons polished. And sure, the backyard desperately needs mowing. But on the Sabbath, he shoves those deadlines to the side and he pays no attention to them. Why? Because God has commanded him to rest. And I want to tell you how grateful I am for that command. I join Clifford Goldstein in being grateful that God is strong enough to tell me, Lon, you will not work. For these 24 hours, you will not keep training and running and lifting all those weights. On the Sabbath day, you will rest. Now, here's how Goldstein himself describes the situation. Listen, I'm quoting, "Perhaps because of the inherent selfishness that boils in us, the Lord orders us to keep the Sabbath, which weekly cools the brew within." Isn't that good? In spite of God's command, few keep Sabbath now. If it were optional, no one would. We're too selfish, too desirous of feeding the greedy demons that dwell within. So God orders us to keep Sabbath, just as he orders us not to commit adultery. Once a week, God commands us to stop working, to stop acquiring wealth, to stop reaching for material things, and reach for the spiritual instead. I like that. That's hard-hitting, isn't it? And you know, friend, it hits pretty close to home, too. Even as an Adventist Christian, where this is such a long-standing priority, I feel my own tremendous sense of lack as I consider this Bible principle. How often I've wanted to keep going, to keep striving and achieving, even during the Sabbath hours. Did I dare to, quote, lose so much time out of my schedule? Shouldn't I run just a few more miles before turning in for the night? Despite my very human and selfish nature, though, I want to tell you two of my own spiritual goals. First of all, friend, I want to trust God. Isn't that your goal, too? We want to trust God. He's the coach. He knows what's best for us. He knows our bodies, our souls, our passions, our inner clocks, and timetables. As the designer, he knows how we should live, not just in survival, but in abundance. He knows. And then, I'm glad that God is strong. I'm grateful that he commands us, that he looks into my selfish, grasping heart and says, Lonnie, I'm telling you, stop. Stop right now. Put down your little black Voice of Prophecy appointment calendar to book. Turn off your laptop. Unplug your phone and your fax. I'm not asking you to keep my Sabbath or suggesting that you keep it or hinting that it might be nice if you keep it. Lonnie, I'm telling you to keep it. With love and concern ringing through every word, I'm commanding you to obey my fourth commandment. As it is written in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 3, God says, I'm commanding you today for your good. Friend, take a moment sometime today to just read that fourth commandment found in Exodus 20, verses 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day, God says. And friend, that's a command just as plain as thou shalt not kill. And then in verse 10, in it, you shall not do any work. Now, that's wonderfully strong, isn't it? The Sabbath protects us from ourselves, Goldstein writes. I think that's so true. And it's a protection provided by a strong and wise God who simply knows better than we do. You parents, have you ever found yourself in a position where you knew better than your son or daughter? And you could see how driven they were to pass that exam to ace those ACT tests. But as a loving mom or dad, you know that 4 hours of study plus 8 hours of sleep is going to yield a better score than 12 hours of all-night study plus zero sleep. You know it's unwise to stay up all night cramming through the cobwebs. Because you're wiser and older, you know it. And that's why at 10:30 that night, you say to them, "Honey, that's it for tonight. You've done your best. Now it's time for bed." "But Mom, no way, I've got to study some more." And it's because you love them that you say very simply, "No, it's time to rest." And friend, it's because we're God's children that we can dare to obey Him. He'll make Himself responsible for how those test scores come out. He will. If we don't do so good, it's okay, because our loving Father is the one who invited us to rest in Him. It was the coach himself who said, "Things will be fine. Come now. Let's rest together."
That's a beautiful invitation, isn't it, friend? How grateful I am for God's loving command that I rest in Him and in Jesus' completed sacrifice for me. Remember now, we do have free copies reserved for our listeners of that thought-provoking book, A Pause for Peace. I'm sure the brief sound bites Lonnie's included in his message have you interested, and we'd like to mail you this very special volume. For your free copy, write to us here at the Voice of Prophecy, Box 55, Los Angeles, 90053. That's Box 55, Los Angeles, 90053. Ask for A Pause for Peace. Our Canadian address, Box 2127, Oshawa, Ontario, L1H7V4. Or you can also call us toll-free at 1-800-872-0055. That's 1-800-872-0055. And please remember to include the call letters of this station. Now, here's Lonnie.
Friend, I want to thank you for joining us here for our Wednesday study. The Voice of Prophecy wouldn't be a ministry without listeners. Our whole purpose in life revolves around you, and we appreciate you so much. Our listener family is a group of wonderful, warm-hearted, thoughtful men and women. Your letters touch our hearts and give us such encouragement. And the financial gifts so many of you send in, well, we couldn't do this work without you. And so, from the bottom of my heart, a huge Meloshenko thank you. Please do join us tomorrow as we ask the question, how would the devil feel about God's people enjoying a wonderful Sabbath each week with their Creator? Would he be pleased or diabolically determined to destroy that time of fellowship by any means possible, fair or foul? Here's our title, Dirty Tricks, Part 2. Until tomorrow then, this is Lonnie Meloshenko, together with Pastor Richards, reminding you that it's always true, friend. Yes, God loves you.
Two. These are what I call my home aerobics, moving a vacuum back and forth.
Hi, I'm Becky, mother of three. I work at home trying to keep this place from falling apart.
Steven, Brad, give that ball back to your sister right this moment. That's better. Now play nice.
Sorry about that. Sometimes I'm afraid to look away even for a minute. As a homemaker, it seems like I have so few minutes in the day to get things done. Oh, sure, I'm busy all the time, but so many important things have to wait until tomorrow. Except prayer, that is. That's one part of my to-do list that I never miss. Especially now when our country is facing so many critical issues, things that need to get done. And that's why I support the National Day of Prayer. Sure, I might have my arms full with three preschoolers, but I can still pray. It's something I can do that makes a real difference.
The National Day of Prayer. Thursday, May 2nd.
And I will keep